The Populist Party platform of 1892 demanded the government should own and operate the railroads in the interest of the people. The telegraph and telephone should be owned and operated by the government in the interest of the people. The populist's specific grievances against Western Union had to do with more than just the cost of the messages. Western Union had allied with the Associated Press, itself a monopoly on the selling of news over the wires, to control access to ideas and information as well as their distribution. Congressional investigation in 1872 determined this alliance a menace to democracy. The perpetuation of the government must have the ultimate guarantee in the intelligence of the people. Henry George, a critic of the crass materialism of the time, found himself technically silenced when the AP refused to sell him news and Western Union cut him off from sending out his journal. In 1890, the Populist Party, the Knights of Labor, and the American Federation of Labor joined in a petition of 2 million signatures calling for the government takeover of the telegraph monopoly. Over and over, the industry's lobbyists persuaded respectable opinion to view this call for freedom as just another example of the irrational demands of the mob. The populists needed a champion with a nationwide reputation. William Jennings Bryan was a Democrat and a recognized friend of the farmer. His famous Cross of Gold speech at the Democratic Convention in Chicago in the summer of 1896 called for the free coinage of silver, an important cause with the Populist Party. When the Democratic delegates nominated Bryan as a candidate for president, the People's Party made a crucial, say fatal decision to endorse Bryan, the Democrat, rather than field their own candidate. He lost the election and the populists lost their identity.